Schrock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
Good morning, folks, and welcome into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. Numbers to join us on the program this morning. We are live here, 402-558-1110 if you're local. If you're outside the metro area, you can reach us toll-free. We'll pay for the call for you, 888-250-2091. That is 888-250-2091. All right, so I appreciate you joining us, guys. Every week, we jump on the air from 7 to 8 a.m. is where the show originally airs. So if you do want to call in and be a part of the program, that is the time that you need to call and be a part of the program. If you do call in and be a part of the program, ask a question, make a comment. Trust me, guys, if you have a question about computer stuff, I mean, we've been doing this show for over 21 years. And sometimes I feel like, you know, we've covered that. We've been there. We've talked about that. But you could be new to the program, or you could have forgotten the answer. I mean, if you have a question, even if we've covered it in the past, tons of other people have the same question that you do. So be the one who calls and asks the question, and we're going to reward you with a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. We're going to draw for that at the end of the program among all the people who call in, ask a question, make a comment, whatnot. We are also broadcasting live right now, facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. Facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. You can go ahead and watch the show there if you're so inclined to do so. One of the benefits of joining us at Facebook is that there's a whole community. They call themselves Schrockville. I didn't name them that. They took that up on their own. But Schrockville is there, and you can become a member of Schrockville. I understand citizenship is easier to get than crossing the southern border. And you can just come on in and be a part of the conversation there. Again, community of people helping each other out, commenting on what's going on the program as well. So it's a fun place to be. All righty. So last week, if you missed the show last week, you can catch all of our previous programs, video and audio, at schrockinnovations.com. Just click on radio show up there at the top of the page. Not only will you see the main program, but you'll also see the After Schrock, which is the show we do after this one that is not a computer show. It's not completely technology related like this program is, but it's an outlet for me to get all the other stuff out of my head so I don't leak it out during this show. So it's good stuff there. We'll tell you what's coming up there, but all those videos are available at schrockinnovations.com. Just click on radio show. But if you did miss last week, you missed a great show. Last week we told you about a laptop that was available in the Papillion Service Center. This laptop, it's hilarious, and I have a whole story behind this one. We told you all about it. That'll coming up in just a moment. The special offer on Sophos that's going on right now, the top-of-the-line AI-based antivirus software that's offered exclusively at Schrock Innovations, you can pick that up at a 50% discount right now at Schrock, so we're going to talk about that on the program. Also, there was a story about iTunes getting retired. If you are a PC user and you still use iTunes, Apple hasn't really pushed out any updates for it in many years, but it's gone now. They're done with it completely. They're replacing it with three standalone apps. We told you what those apps are and what you need to do to get those installed on your computer. We also asked you if you were going to try this new Blue Sky social network thing, because that's exactly what we need is a whole nother social network to try, right? We don't have enough social networks as it is, but Blue Sky is kind of cool because it's a Jack Dorsey thing. It looks like Twitter. It smells like Twitter. I mean, it's pretty much a cheap copy of Twitter. Which is funny because Jack Dorsey invented Twitter and he made a cheap copy of what he invented. But the twist is you own your data, which means it's built on an architecture where, let's say, you start with Blue Sky and then over here Red Sky comes along. And Red Sky is the conservative version of Blue Sky. And I wish I had just joined Red Sky and didn't give all my data to Blue Sky and have my posts are up there. Well, you can pick up all your posts and your content and move it from Blue Sky to Red Sky as long as they're on the same framework. You can move it and take all of your data with you. So it's a little unique in that regard. I asked you, are you going to try it? And pretty much the universal response online was, meh. Yeah, no. A lot of people said Dorsey's involved. I'm not going to screw around with it. That guy's an enigma. I don't understand him. But anyway, we also brought you an urban legend about, did it really happen? 3 million smart toothbrushes band together to attack the internet. You know, again, the universal response here was, I didn't realize a smart toothbrush was a thing. Like, you know, is there an app? Does it like tell you you didn't brush long enough? You didn't go long enough on the right side, you know, left side needed more on the top. You know, you're going to those molars back there. You know, how does it know if you don't have wisdom teeth? You know, I mean, it's like I don't have to spend as much time back there. There's fewer teeth. But no, it wasn't true. But it was still a funny story when you think about it. Like the things in our life that are interconnected now. Toasters, literally toasters, have apps. Your car has an app. During the Super Bowl, we saw commercials about cars doing all kinds of automatic things with their apps. I mean, could you harness vehicles to attack the internet now with a vulnerability? Interesting thought. My F-150 got a software update a couple weeks ago, and ever since then, my reverse parking sensors don't work. And I got an alert that there's another update coming up tonight, so I'm hoping it's the update that fixes what broke from the last update. Otherwise, I'm going to have to take it into the dealership. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Remember when the only updates you really had to worry about were Windows updates? And if they were going to brick your computer? Now you got to worry if they're going to brick your reverse parking sensors on your truck. Super frustrating. So, second Tuesday of the month is always Patch Tuesday. So first Tuesday was the 6th, second Tuesday was the 13th. So a lot of you have noticed since this previous Tuesday, your computer is either asking you to reboot or suddenly rebooted without your permission. If you haven't rebooted your computer since Tuesday, please do so to finish installing those important security updates that Microsoft did push out on their regular monthly patch update on Tuesday. Mine all rebooted and nothing on my computer's bricked. My truck didn't do so well, but the computers, they were all fine. All right, so last week we talked about this computer we have in Papillion. Why do we have so many stories about, hey, I have this one computer. Is it a marketing gimmick to sell an extra computer a week? No. What we're doing at Schrock, what we do every year, is we bring in new models of Asus laptops and we evaluate them to see if they're good candidates to become replacements in our model line for our 2024 model line computers. And sometimes the computers are a winner and we say that's what we're going to use. And sometimes they fall short in some way. They're still great computers. It's just we don't want to go with that computer because in this case, for example, the one I'm going to tell you about now has no memory slot. You can't upgrade the memory. So if we had a customer that came in who wanted more than 8 gigs of RAM in a computer, we couldn't do it. You just can't upgrade it. And I don't like that. You know, I like to be able to upgrade things for our customers. So we got that one in. And because these are so new, these laptops are so new, there's no teardown videos online. We can't look at the insides and they don't tell you on the specs if there's an upgrade slot because they don't really want you screwing around with it. We screw around with them anyway because we make them faster than they are. Well, this one that we got in was an amazing computer on paper. It was like, this is the new Gallant. This is what we were thinking. It's got a 7000 series processor, which is the same series that was in the holiday special. This is the Ryzen 5 instead of the Ryzen 7. So it's just one step lower than the holiday special, but still 20% faster than the current Gallant. That's a huge increase in speed and performance in a laptop from 1 year to the next. It was locked in, though, at 8 gigs of memory. It has 8 gigs on board. We can't upgrade it to 16. So we would have had to drop the amount of memory we offer in the Gallant, and I didn't think that was a great idea. It does have a removable hard drive, however, which is a plus. 512 gigs comes standard with it. It is a Gen 4 hard drive. So it is not the absolute latest generation, which would be Gen 5, but nothing is coming with Gen 5 right now. But it's the same speed as the holiday special, basically, as far as the hard drive goes. And so we're going to sell this unit. We can't really return it because we've taken it apart. We put it back together. You know, we've messed around with it. So we're going to sell it. It hasn't ever been on display or anything like that. We have opened it and closed it like we would do with any computer. We marked it down from what we thought was going to sell for $999. We have it at $899. This computer was literally gone. It was sold on the website within 20 minutes of the radio show last week. But then the customer who bought it realized that it wasn't going to exactly meet the needs for what they wanted. They wanted to do some really advanced stuff. They needed basically a gaming laptop with a graphics card and everything else. So they then returned it. So they never took the computer. They never picked it up. They just bought it and then returned it. And so we still have it. So it's back up on the website under specials. You can click on shop and specials, take a look at the screen and take a look at the keyboard and layout and everything like that. It's a beautiful looking laptop, amazingly light. Really, we wanted this to be the next Gallant. Just that memory upgrade wasn't quite there. $899 available at schrockinnovations.com. Click on shop and specials. Speaking of specials, also we have our Sophos antivirus on special. A couple important things here that I've seen that I want to make sure everybody is aware of. Numero uno, when you go online to schrockinnovations.com and click on shop and software and go to buy Sophos, it comes up at $160, which is the normal price for Sophos. You have to use a coupon code SOPHOS50, which is 50% off, SOPHOS, S-O-P-H-O-S, SOPHOS50, 50, SOFOS 50 is the coupon code that will take $80 off. I have seen some people go online and purchase it and not use the coupon code. Use the coupon code. Save 50%, okay? Maybe you didn't know. Maybe you just decided, I'm going to get that SOFO stuff, whatever. Number two, when you purchase it online yourself, it doesn't send you an install link. We have to have a technician install this on your computer because it is a technical thing to do. So we will do it over the Schrock desk. You don't have to come in, but we do have to connect to your computer. So you will get a phone call from us the day after you buy it typically, or the day of if you buy it early in the day. We'll give you a call and say, hey, can we schedule a time to install this on your computer? So if you don't want to go through all that and you want to do it all at one call, one-stop shop, you can just call the service center while we're open, and then we can just take the sale, process the coupon code for you over the phone, process your payment for you. You don't have to type it all into a web computer or anything. And then we can install it for you over the Schrock desk, all boom, 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 boom. But that time is running out on that, guys. That special ends at the end of the month here. We have signed up a lot of people on that. It's been a very popular special. You just don't see 50% off coupons right now in the inflationary environment we're in. That's one of the first things that that businesses do, is that rather than raising the prices, the first thing they will do is they will reduce discounts. The second thing they will do is shrinkflation, and we've all noticed that. One of the things that's crazy, I guess I hadn't thought of this, but if you have like grandma's recipe for delicious chocolate chip cookies and it says use one bag of this or one stick of that, and if the bags get smaller and the sticks get smaller, the recipe suddenly doesn't work anymore. Like you get weird outcomes and you don't know why. You follow the directions exactly. So it's crazy. So now you have to actually adjust. Like, okay, the bag used to be 16.9 ounces, but now it's 12.9 ounces. So now I need one point whatever bags of, the shrinkflation is real, guys. So that's the second thing it'll do, is it'll reduce the amount of stuff in the package so that you're spending the same money. So it's not a price increase, but you're getting less product. So it is a price increase per ounce. The third thing they'll do is they'll raise the prices. So at the end of the story, you end up with no discounts, less product at a higher price. Right? It's what it comes down to in the end of the day. So you don't see too many 50% off deals. That's why this has been so popular at Schrock. We've never done one for 50% off before like this before on Sophos. So it's kind of new for us as well. It's the largest discount that we have ever given to get you signed up for antivirus. Sophos, just to give you guys an idea, this is a little inside baseball. This is kind of something for the Aftershock probably, but they actually send out representatives to do local and regional events. And so we just sent Amy from the Omaha Service Center out to Des Moines to attend a Sophos live event with representatives from Sophos who go over all the ins and the outs and how you're using Sophos, what you can do different levels, things you can add. And guys, there are levels of protection that, we can stack the protection. We can make it five times more expensive than $160 a year if you wanted to do that. And that's the first year. Second year is $80 to renew. But the long and the short of it is, when you sign up for 50% off, you're signing up at the renewal price. So whether you sign up a mobile phone or a tablet or a Linux computer or a Mac or a PC, they all need antivirus, guys. All of them do. And they're all on special right now for the renewal price of $70. So it's $79.99 for all of them. So I guess it's $80, not $70. $79.99 regardless of the device, no matter what it is. So if you're going to buy it online for computers, it's normally $180. So you want to use that coupon code, SOFOS50, or just ask for the discount. We'll put it on for you over the phone or in person. But if you have a computer in the service center, or maybe you've had one in the shop and the guys have told you, hey, you should get Sophos, and you're like, no, I don't want to do that right now. Well, on your invoice, you probably noticed Sophos was recommended to customer but was declined. That's a CYA. You all know what that stands for, right? That's a CYA on our end, so that when you get infected next month and you come back and you're like, no one ever told me that, blah, 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 blah. Well, we can point at the invoice and say, well, we put it on here that you declined it, but I never declined that. Well, I am so sorry about that, sir. Let's go ahead and get you taken care of. We'll take care of you. So it's one of those things, if you had that on your invoice, this is an opportunity for you to call in and actually get it and save a boatload of money as well. So we have that great computer. We have Sophos on special. There's a bunch of other stuff we got coming up on the program today for you guys. We haven't talked a whole lot about it because I just didn't think a ton of you were going to be rushing out to the Apple store to pick up your Apple Vision Pro, the augmented reality headset that you can put on. A lot of people did, though. I mean, I'm not sure how many people in the Compute This audience did, but a lot of people did line up to get those. And now a lot of the people who got them early are searching. The Google search results are off the chart on trends for return Vision Pro. It seems that most people who bought them want to return them. So what's going on there? We're going to talk about that coming up on the program. I do know, however, that a lot of you are really interested in privacy. We talked about LibreWolf, the new privacy browser, the other day. Lots of people tried out LibreWolf as a result. I wanted to let you know that DuckDuckGo has a new feature coming out, or that's out right now, that offers the ability to sync multiple devices. So one of the big advantages to having Firefox on my phone and my computer is that I can have a Firefox account, and it synchronizes all my bookmarks and my browsing history and passwords so that I can access all the websites from my phone that I can access from my computer and vice versa. It's really neat. Well, now you can do that with DuckDuckGo as well, but you don't have to have an account. That's right, so it's not trackable. It's really interesting how they did this. So we're going to go over this new privacy syncing feature coming up here on the program as well. Also, this is an interesting. We've talked about tipflation, right? Have you noticed this when you pay for something with your on Square, and then every time you use that card anywhere else, it's like, do you want to add a tip? You're like, oh, no, I don't want to add a tip. Well, what if your waiter at the restaurant is a robot? Do you still need to tip the robot or whoever's running the robot? Interesting. Some people feel compelled to tip the robot. I mean, this is the ultimate tipflation. So I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to give you an example of a real robot who delivered real service to a real customer and then asked for a tip. And I want to ask you if you would tip this robot. So we're going to go over that on the program as well today. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Taking a quick break, guys. When we come back, Apple Vision Pro was released to a waiting list, but those searches are skyrocketing for how to return it. If you have one you want to give back, we'll tell you how you can do it coming up next on Compute This.
Remember the good old days when virus detection worked like Where's Waldo? Spot the virus in the striped shirt and you win. Today's infections are changing hourly to avoid detection and use social engineering to trick you into making mistakes. Using yesterday's security to defend against today's threats is like using leeches to stop an infection. It just doesn't work. We recommend Sophos Intercept X antivirus backed by Schrock virus-free guarantee. Sophos uses the power of AI to detect the patterns of a virus attack and responds with Schrock custom actions that stop it fast. With Sophos on your PC, Mac, Android, or iOS device, you get the state-of-the-art protection you need to defend against the most advanced attacks out there. In fact, if your device gets a virus while running Sophos antivirus, Schrock will remove it for free, guaranteed. It hasn't happened yet, and we intend to keep it that way. Ditch your dad's antivirus and keep your device, data, and identity safe with Sophos and Schrock Innovations.
Schrock Innovations repair technicians also make house calls. Make an appointment and let us bring our award-winning computer support right to your home or business.
You know your computer needs modern antivirus, and you know using a VPN helps protect your identity online. But did you know that all of that protection could be useless if you're running outdated programs? We all run common free software like Adobe Reader, Dropbox, Firefox, and Chrome. Every day, there are critical security updates for these common programs that don't get automatically installed for up to 2 weeks. That's an eternity in today's world. That's why Schrock created Secure Updater. Secure Updater checks for and installs these critical updates every 8 hours, boosting your antivirus by closing off attack vectors before they can be used to penetrate your computer. Go to SecureUpdater.com and try it for free. We are so confident in our product, we don't even ask for a credit card to start the trial. Go to SecureUpdater.com today and start your 14-day trial and enjoy having the peace of mind that your software is being updated quickly and safely. You will be shocked at the number of programs that are out of date on your PC right now. Get your 14-day free trial at SecureUpdater.com.
Alrighty, guys, welcome back in. You're listening to Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. We have 4 locations to help you out when your computer's on the fritz or you're looking for a new machine. We don't talk about new computers nearly as much, you know, outside of, you know, Christmas time and back to school, really. But we sell new computers all year long at Schrock. We have models, we call it the Goldilocks lineup. We have the small one, that's the piece of garbage, right, that you shouldn't buy, that we don't want you to buy. But we have to have it because when you go to Best Buy and you're like, where's your $600 laptop? And they're like, well, here it is for all its glory, but I wouldn't do it for $100 more, you can have upgradable everything. You should do that. Then that's the middle one. Most people buy that one. And then, of course, we have the Gallant laptop, the big dog, that people who need the power buy that. Same thing on desktops. We have the smaller one, the medium one, and the power one. So you can choose whichever one is best for your needs, whatever you're doing with your computer. They're all upgradable, which is the big advantage at Schrock, is that you buy something, it's going to be the computer you use for the next decade, because not only is it repairable, but it's upgradable to, you know, in some cases, to ridiculous degrees. So you can check those out, schrockinnovations.com, of course. Three locations, the original in Lincoln, just south of 14th and Pine Lake Road, Omaha, 168th and Burke Street, just across the street from the Village Point Mall. In Papillion, 84th and Highway 370 in the Midlands Place Shopping Center, and also in Des Moines, West Des Moines, 9500 University Avenue, just across the street from Waukee. Literally, if you cross the street, you're in another town. So it's West Des Moines. That's how it works. And all the shops are open today from noon to 5, except for Des Moines, which is closed on Sunday and will be reopened on Monday morning. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program, 888-250-2091. Gary, welcome to the show. How can I help you on Compute This?
Hi, I bought a brand-new printer and set it up on Wi-Fi. When I attempt to print something off with my phone, it says spooling. What is spooling and how do I fix it?
Okay, so spooling is, just think about it like a sewing machine. Like you have that needle, the bob of thread on the top of the machine, and it's feeding it down into the needle, and the needle's going up and down and doing its thing, just like grandma's sewing machine used to do. And it's spooling the thread to the needle so the needle can do the work. So your computer or your phone, in this case, is feeding the job to the print head in the printer so it can print it out on paper for you. So when you're printing from your phone, you are not connecting directly to the printer on your wireless network. Your phone is sending the print job up to the internet to, is this an HP by any chance?
Yes.
Okay. So it's sending it up to HP's print service online. Then it's sending it from HP's print service back down the internet to your printer where it's printing out. So you can print from your phone from anywhere. You don't have to be on your home network even. So most of the time, if you're having a problem spooling, it's not because it's a network connection or something like that. It's either because, one, the printer is turned off or not connected to the network for some reason, or your network is down, like the Wi-Fi is down, because your phone will still work if the Wi-Fi is down because it just jumps on cellular. Or two, the printer itself is having some issue where it can't print. It's out of paper or something like that. So spooling is sending the job to the online server, and then the online server sends it to the printer. So that's when it says spooling, that's what it's doing. But if it's not ever progressing beyond spooling, I print all the time from my phone. It really ticks my wife off. She has a top-of-the-line iPhone, and hers will not print to the HP printer that we have at home. We have one of those HP. It's like the EcoTank version of the HP, because she does a lot of homeschool printing, and so she will print ridiculous volumes of documents. But they're documents. They're not really pictures, so we don't need the photo quality. We just need the document quality printouts, and that's what those printers are great for. But on my Android phone, I can send print jobs all day long. I'm printing out the taxes from my phone, you know. She's like, how are you doing that? Printing out pictures from my phone. How are you doing that? I just said print, and it says spooling, and then it's done, and that, it works. So I have noticed that sometimes the iPhone, at least my wife's iPhone, has some issue with this, as my phone doesn't. HP does have an app that you can install on your phone to help mitigate any kind of issues you're having spooling to the printer. So if you don't have the HP app on your phone, you might try installing that as well.
Okay, and what is offline when you're on your printer all the time? It's connected to the internet, but it says offline all the time.
Gotcha. If it says offline, it could be in power saving mode. One of the things I do with my HP is I turn off all the power saving options that I can turn off, because, you know, you're trying to save the planet, and you're going to save the planet one printer at a time. So if we turn off the printer when it's not in use, guess what? We use the printer less. We use less power. Well, yeah, because it doesn't print anything because it's off. So don't let it go to sleep. Leave it on. It's supposed to wake up when it gets hit with a print job. It doesn't always do that. So I like to turn off the power saving options, and you can find those in the advanced menus. You have to do that on the printer with the buttons. It's not something you do through the computer. But if you can turn off power saving, it will remain connected to the Wi-Fi all the time, so it will stay online. If it's going into sleep mode, that could be why you're having trouble printing from your phone.
Oh, that's good advice.
Hey, no sweat, Gary. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. We got you in the drawing here as well. Real quick, before we go into break, guys, have you heard about Apple Vision? These are these big, they look like ski goggles that you wear on your face. From all everything that I've heard, the technology is actually amazing. It is well beyond what any augmented reality glasses on the market are doing right now. Literally, you can put these on your head, and it's like you're in a giant movie theater. Like you have a 50-foot screen in front of your face. You can watch a movie, put your earbuds in, and it's like you're sitting in a movie theater. You can even eat popcorn. You can look down, and you can see your popcorn that you're reaching for because it's augmented reality, not virtual reality. So there's pass-throughs. There's cameras on the outside that will feed the outside world video in so you can like have it kind of dimmed down so you can see what's going on in the world around you. So if you're going to walk into a wall, for example, you don't. It's really cool. If someone's looking at you, well, you can look back at them. They can't see your eyes, however. So it's kind of like the opposite of masks. You remember how everyone was like, no one will see your smile. And there was all these tutorials about doing your eye makeup and how you can the best eye makeup for mask wearing. Well, now it's the opposite. We're going to cover up your eyes, but we can see your mouth. You know, imagine if we had to wear a mask and Vision Pro goggles. You may as well just put like a space helmet on, right? Put the little visor down. So basically, these things were really amazing technologically, but they're being returned at a record pace. These were supposed to be the next new big Apple thing, and it's not catching, guys. It's kind of like the metaverse, just a little before its time. Pioneers really taking the arrows here. There's several reasons why people are returning them. Number one is it's too heavy. You put it on your head, you're like, okay, this isn't so bad. But after the battery lasts like 2 hours, I think. So you have to have multiple battery packs to keep it going. But after you wear it for 2 hours, your neck starts to get tired. And if you have multiple battery packs or you recharge and you use it multiple times a day, you actually can develop a neck ache that sits with you, you know, for you know hours after you take it off. People who use it you know, continually for a week said, okay, once your muscles get built up, your neck ache kind of goes away. So that's great. There is some light leakage around the seal. So that it comes basically, it can be sealed several different ways against your face because guess what? All of our faces are different shapes. So you got to seal them against your head so light doesn't leak in and ruin your virtual reality experience. It's kind of like, you know, when they blindfold you and this, you know, the kids are like playing pin the tail on the donkey and you can look kind of down your nose and see what's going on. You don't want that on the goggles. You don't want to be able to look down and see reality. You want to see the augmented reality. The eye strain is real. People are saying that if you use these things for a couple hours and you take them off, you have a headache, your eyes hurt. It's the same thing with pretty much every virtual reality product that you've ever tried. Same thing after a period of use, your eyes get really, really tired. It's also really lonely, actually. Once you put these things on, you're in an isolated world of your own and you can't share the experience with anyone. So you can't go watch a movie with somebody because they can't see what you see. You can't say, look at that, isn't that amazing? Because the other person's like, no, I can't look at that to see that it's amazing. Thanks. Appreciate you telling me I'm missing out on something. So a lot of people are just actually returning them. So if you were thinking about trying one out, I wouldn't go buy one from Apple. I'd just keep your eye out on eBay because those people who miss the return period will probably be selling these things for 50 cents on the dollar at some point soon. And you might be able to pick up a nice copy or a nice set for yourself if you wanted to play around with it at a much lower price. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Steve, Gail, hang on the line. Your call's coming up next on Compute This.
There are enough unused computers in storage to give every man, woman, and child in the U.S. an old, outdated, and useless computer system. Obsolete tablets and smartphones are nearly as bad. Most people know not to throw them into the landfill where they leak and contaminate, but it's hard to find a place to safely recycle electronics. That's why Schrock Innovations offers free recycling for computers, laptops, phones, tablets, cords, and accessories. In fact, only monitors and printers have a small recycling fee. Everything else is free. More importantly, Schrock will securely delete any data from your devices and hard drives before they are sent to a certified recycling partner who will then repeat the wiping process just to be safe. When you recycle your old technology at Schrock, you know your identity and privacy are protected and your equipment is being actually recycled by a certified recycling partner. Schrock is proud to recycle more e-waste than we produce annually, making a positive difference to our economy and ecology. Do your part by dropping your old gear at any Schrock service center and be part of the area's largest and most popular technology recycling program with Schrock Innovations.
Update all of your third-party apps on your computer with Secure Updater. It keeps all your apps running smoothly and helps block viruses. Download it for free today at SecureUpdater.com.
You would probably rather drink the water at Camp Lejeune than get another call about the desperate need to renew your car's expiring warranty. Who actually responds to those calls? Everyone wants to play the warranty game where you pay money now just in case you need service later that everyone hopes you won't need or use. It's such a waste. It's no different with computers. Major manufacturers' warranties have more subscript crosses than a Sunday morning church service. Batteries are exempt, hard drives must be completely dead, and forget about anything that they can remotely claim as physical damage. That's why Schrock warranties are different. When you purchase a modular PC or a solid-state laptop and extend your warranty, we offer a no-risk, money-back guarantee. If you need the warranty, you will be thrilled to have it. If you don't use it, we refund your money automatically every time. That's right. We are so confident in the quality of our products that our extended warranties are refundable. Many Schrock customers use their refunds to purchase another warranty or pocket the savings and move on. We all know you'll need it to cover that expiring car warranty anyway. Schrock's refundable extended warranties. Just another way the Schrock Innovations Computer Company makes your computer work for you.
Alrighty, guys, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us through the break there. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. Tons of stuff going on over at Schrock right now. Numero uno, we have a crazy deal on a super high-end laptop. This thing is as close to a holiday special as you can get in the processor, but in a regular laptop instead. It's a Ryzen 5 7000 series processor. We were actually evaluating this in this computer to be the new replacement for the Gallant. The only limitation, the thing that killed it, the reason we're selling the one that we ordered as a single unit and calling it good, for $899, mind you, so it's $100 less than a Gallant. We're actually discounting it to move it out the door, was that the memory is locked in at 8 gig. We cannot increase it. We wanted to have at least 16 gig in the Gallant. They do make a version of this computer that comes with 16 gigs of RAM. We just couldn't find it anywhere. We couldn't order it, number one. And number two, I'm just not hot on selling something that can't be upgraded to 32 or 64 gigs of RAM. I don't like to do that. So anyway, we have this one computer on special over at Schrock. Also, time is running out to take advantage of the deal that we have going on Sophos antivirus right now. It's the AI-based antivirus. A lot of people are still using Norton products. I got a lot of emails from customers throughout the week asking me to – it sounded like they were, you know, spouses that were trying to convince their spouse into moving away from whatever they have. And they were like, please send me an A-B comparison chart. Please tell me the advantages of, you know, Sophos over Norton. Guys, here's what it boils down to. All your Norton, your McAfee, your Malwarebytes, AVG, Avast, all the old school products out there, all the ones that you know, all the names, they are built for an era of virus protection that has come and has gone. Now, I'm telling you, yesterday, I used ChatGPT because, you know, one of the things my SEO people are telling us is we need more original content on the Schrock website about computer repairs and computery things. Every week we talk about computer stuff on Compute This, and every week there's a story that we reference, and it's usually a story from somewhere else on the internet. Well, what if we summarize those stories as, you know, a unique story? What if we rewrote the story basically as unique content? Well, guess what? ChatGPT can do that in literally 30 seconds. You give them the link to the story, say, you know, summarize the six main points of this story, gives you a summary, and then you say, take those six main points and write them into a 1,500-word article, and it writes the article. Then you go back and you edit the article so it doesn't look like a robot wrote it, and you've got original content. It took you 5 minutes to write a 1,500-word article. That's the world we live in. Now, imagine you're a virus creator, and you can create a new version of your virus in 5 minutes or less. Every single time your Norton, your McAfee gets an infection and reports the infection back, and then they build a new definition like every 8 hours, right? And download it to your computer. Well, if I can write a new virus every 5 minutes and your updates come in every 8 hours, you do the math. You may as well not have protection because you're going to get infected over and over and over and over again. And that's what's happening to people running these old school antivirus programs that rely on weekly scans and everything else that... You know, that was great when George W. Bush was president. That stuff worked. But now, with AI enabled and doing all the work, you need to have an AI shield protecting you against this. Where if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, well, by golly, it's a duck, and we're not going to let that duck in here. Because you know what ducks do to the carpet? It's not fun. We don't want that in our house. So keep the ducks outside. And guess what? These guys, these criminals, they're looking for soft targets. If you come back at them with, you know, with Sophos... they're like, we're not going to screw with that. We may as well, you know, find a weaker target. Or if you get someone tricks you into calling one of those PC support 800 numbers, and then they're trying to remote into your computer and they can't because Sophos is blocking them, they just hang up on you. They're trying to scam you. They cut their losses because you're too hard of a target. They're going to go on to somebody using Norton antivirus or McAfee or something else because they're way easier to infect and get a return on investment. Right now, Sophos is 50% off a truck. Instead of $160, it's $80. That's for a full year subscription. That's the renewal price. So that's what you pay every year, $80 for the best protection that you can have on your computer, your mobile phone, your iPad, your Mac, and yes, Macs do need it, your PC, even your Linux computer can run Sophos. I mean, it's just an amazing product, an amazing company who is there at every level. They're there for us when we want help with something. They are there for you when there's an issue and we're like, oh, something's going on with a computer here. When we're in the middle of investigating it, we'll get a call from Sophos making sure that we know that there's a problem going on with one of our customers. It is literally an amazing setup that you're not going to find anywhere else. When is the last time Norton called you and said, hey, you've got a virus on your computer that isn't cleaning up and we need to take a look at what's going on there? Can we remote in and take a look? I mean, and have it be a legit call anyway. Never. That doesn't happen. That's why you should take a look at Sophos. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Steve, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Yeah, Thor, you were talking earlier about the Microsoft update and how you had to reboot it.
Yeah.
Every time I reboot it, it screws up my clock. And I've called the Omaha Service Center, and they were able to manually do it, and I learned how to do that. But it's kind of a pain in the butt to have to reset my clock every time, you know, I reboot.
Yeah, that is a pain in the butt. Now, there's an option, and I'm sure that this is where they took you to, was the settings page for the clock where you can click the sync now button and it synchronizes the clock with the time servers. And there's a selection there that says automatically sync. It's supposed to run every few minutes or every hour to double check that your clock is syncing. So if you're losing time for some reason, it'll fix it. How old is the computer you're working with, Steve?
It's only like 3 years old.
Okay.
It was one of your endeavors.
Okay. Next question. So it's a desktop. Good. The next question I've got for you is, do you ever turn off the power strip that it's connected to? Like cut power to the computer entirely? Like if you go on vacation or if you turn it off at night, are you cutting the main power?
No, not usually. Usually, yeah, it's on the backup battery, but it is. I don't know.
Okay, well, there's a tiny little button battery, one of those CR23 whatever batteries on the motherboard, that when the power gets cut to the computer, that battery is what keeps the clock on the motherboard. That's its function, is to remember all the settings and keep the clock. And that battery, like any battery, eventually wears out. So in 3 years, it should still be fine. But if for some reason that battery has expired, if it's not working anymore, we might need to replace the battery on the motherboard. It's not something you need to make a special appointment to come in and do or anything like that. If you're under warranty, we'll do it under warranty for you.
It's no longer under warranty.
Oh,
I take that back. I do have extended warranty.
Perfect. I was going to say, then let's just pretend that Steve never called Compute This. We'll just take your name out of the hat, and then Steve's going to call, and he's going to say, I want to buy an extended warranty on my Endeavor, and everything works fine. It's fine, I'm sure. We have that happen all the time. People call in, and they're like, I never got a call about it in my extended warranty renewal. So then we renew it. Sorry about that. And we renew it for him, and then, like, literally sometimes a day later, oh, the darndest thing happened. My hard drive seems to have died. And you're like, oh, what a coincidence. But that's okay. That's what we're here for. So anyway, if it's funny, people think that they're ripping us off or something, and it's like, no, this is what we do. This is what we love doing. Let's get that battery replaced. It's probably the battery on the motherboard that needs to be replaced, and that's what keeps the clock when the power's off.
Well, I could probably wait until the next time I take it in for the maintenance check.
Yeah, I think, hint, next month would be an excellent time.
I do know how to reset the time if I have to.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
only happening when you restart, which is why I'm thinking it's the battery. Because if it's holding the time while its computer's running, then...
But if I just manually restart it for nothing, it doesn't change it. The only time it seems to do that is when I'm rebooting from the update.
Boy, well...
That's what doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, so like I said, I'd still check that battery first. Hopefully it's not like those parking sensors on my truck. The difference is when you need a battery replacement on a maintenance, and thank you for the call, Steve. When you need a maintenance checkup on your computer, when you need a battery replacement, you just come in for a maintenance checkup. We get you in and out in a day. If I need to have someone at Ford take a look at my parking sensors at Baxter, I have to make an appointment and wait like a month and a half and then take it in. And then they'll tell me, oh, it seems to be fine for us. You know, nuts. So at least your computer problem is going to be a lot easier to diagnose. All we have to do is restart it to repeat the problem. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. And that puts Steve in the drawing for a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. Gail, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Yes, sir. I have ExpressVPN. And all of a sudden, if it's on, some of my apps won't load.
Okay.
So if I turn it off, then my apps load.
Gotcha. Is this on your phone or on your computer?
On my computer.
Okay, so what's happening is some applications are going to require location data. They're going to require that. And if they detect you're using a VPN, they know that they don't have accurate location data, so therefore they just won't function. Now, this happens on phones a lot. I think we talked about how if you use Android Auto or Apple CarPlay and you have ExpressVPN enabled on your phone, there is no workaround for it. It just won't work until you turn off your VPN. And it's really annoying. And you can't set up pass-through for those. There's a pass-through function in the settings of your ExpressVPN that allows you to specify certain apps should not use the VPN. So if you have one, two, or three apps that just don't seem to work right when you're using the VPN, you can exempt those apps from the VPN in the settings by setting up pass-through. So it's called pass-through in the settings. And it'll give you a list of apps on your computer, and you just literally click the ones that you want to have that don't use the VPN. You add them to the pass-through list. Then when you load those apps, you can still run ExpressVPN for everything else on your computer, but those apps specifically don't use the VPN, so they will work fine. Makes it so you don't have to turn the apps on and off again, or the ExpressVPN on and off all the time.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Gail. I appreciate your call today. 402-558-1110. It's that easy, guys. In the drawing. $25. Good to go. So one of the things that we've been talking about a lot on the program is privacy. Gail's call about a VPN is a great example. She's looking to increase the privacy on her computer by masking where she's coming from, where she's going, and what she's looking at so that, you know, all these online sources can't aggregate and collect the data, you know, from that source. And if only that were enough to protect your privacy. That just makes it difficult. As my dad used to say, it keeps the honest people honest, you see. If somebody is determined to find your location, well, if there's a Facebook like button on a page and you're logged into Facebook, guess what? Facebook knows you've been to that website and knows your location and everything else. Just about every website you go to has Google data, tracking data on it, because Google provides the most advanced website tracking on the planet and then uses that tracking to prioritize search results. So if you want to be serious about your SEO on a website, you better believe you're going to have Google Analytics code on your website, and you're going to be tracking every person who visits your website for Google's benefit and yours, of course. All these things are real. So how do you get around this surveillance environment that we're all in, where everybody wants to know everything you've ever gone to and looked at? Well, one of the best ways to do that is to use a privacy-based browser. And there's a couple of them out there. We've talked a lot about, I like Firefox, but Firefox is kind of waning in popularity a little bit to the point where some websites don't work with it anymore. DuckDuckGo, the Duck browser, is actually a really great privacy browser, but it's always been missing some advanced features like syncing. Well, no more. Now they have this new feature that is basically called privacy syncing. And what it allows you to do is you can save bookmarks, or, you know, basically browsing data history on one device. Because if you click the little flame, it clears all everything and it's gone, right? Well, if you have devices synchronized, your PC and your phone, for example, or your Mac and your phone, and you're using the Duck browser, what it will do is it remembers where you've been and it remembers what your bookmarks are until you hit that fire button, then it'll torch everything everywhere. And you don't have to have an account. So how does it do this if you don't have an account? When you set up this privacy browsing feature, it generates a PDF that you download to your computer, has a QR code on it. and you use that QR code, you scan that code whenever you want to synchronize another device to your account. So technically, there is an account, but the account is not associated to you. It's just an account on the internet. And that account has bookmarks and browsing history. And if you clear it, then it's cleared on every device. And it allows you to synchronize your devices and give you some of that advanced functionality that the Duck browser has always been missing without forcing you to create an account and without centrally storing that data associated to your name on somebody else's server, which is what happens with every other browser, including Firefox. So it's a pretty neat little concept. Of course, if you lose physical control of your piece of paper, anybody can synchronize their device with your Duck account. So you want to make sure you don't lose physical access to the piece of paper, kind of like one of those the mnemonic codes for Bitcoin or something, or cryptocurrency, where it's like 13 words. It's like you're trying to activate the Winter Soldier when you're reading it out, you know, each word in the list, you know, blue, oregano, you know, you're just reading these list of words, and all of a sudden, you know, poof, you get crypto. It's crazy. But anyway, the new feature from the Duck browser is gives you another reason to try. If you haven't tried the Duck browser, it's free. It doesn't cost anything. What I do on my phone, guys, is I have Firefox still on my phone because it's got all my passwords synchronized. And that comes in really handy sometimes. But my main browser, my default browser, is the Duck browser on my phone. So whenever a website tries to fire a page automatically, it goes straight to the Duck browser. And then if I want to torch everything, I can torch everything. I don't lose any real history of anything. But now I can do the same thing on my home computer, and I can synchronize the two, which is really nice. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Final break of the program, guys. When we come back, it's the call marathon. Dave, John, Marla, Marie, we're going to try to get through all of your calls if I can talk straight. Also, if you have a robot sommelier who pours your wine in your lap, do you tip the robot? If you have a robot that pours it in your glass, do you tip the robot? We're going to ask that question coming up next on Compute This.
Computer problems usually don't just suddenly happen. Most failures usually start out as small issues with few or no symptoms. Over time, they grow into error messages, blue screens, and other problems that can be costly to fix. Schrock Innovations' biannual preventative maintenance checkup catches those small problems now before they can metastasize and become tomorrow's costly repairs. During the maintenance checkup, our experienced technicians perform up to 8 hours of tests, checks, automated repairs, and optimizations that keep your computer at peak efficiency while identifying potential issues while you still have options about how to handle them. When your computer gets its first checkup, it can see up to a 25% performance improvement and leaves our service center cleaned, sanitized, and running better than the day you bought it. Just about every complex device requires maintenance. Your computer is no different, especially considering the valuable information that passes through it every day. If you have not had your computer maintenance in the past 6 months, you are overdue. Stop in or call any of our service centers to arrange a free pickup to ensure your computer continues to work for you.
Now you can configure and purchase laptops, desktops, tablets, and more all at the new ShrockInnovations.com. Check out our specials for one-of-a-kind discounts and deals.
Alrighty, guys, last segment of the show. Thank you for being with us today. We appreciate it. The fun doesn't have to stop here, though. Join us on Facebook.com/Schrock Innovations for the After Schrock coming up after the program. We're going to talk a little bit about the truckers' response to the Trump judgment. Have you heard about this, the truckers' boycott of New York City that's supposed to happen starting Monday? This is going to be an interesting one to watch. Or maybe if you're looking for a new pair of shoes, before you jump over to wherever women shop for shoes, I don't know, you might want to get a pair of these new Trump golden high-top sneakers. Yes, he has his own sneaker line he launched after the judgment. You'll put that bond money up. You got to make it somewhere. Really interesting views. I watched a video on Zero Hedge this week about de-dollarization. Because you hear about all these like, oh my gosh, the dollar is going to be destroyed and our standard of living is going to fall into the toilet. And it's really easy to get down on it. And there were some really interesting views, interesting approaches about this that I hadn't thought of. I'm going to share some of those with you. Also, there's been a lot of follow-up interviews. Last week, we talked a little bit about the Tucker Carlson-Putin interview on the After Schrock. There's been a lot of follow-up videos. Tucker Carlson goes to a McDonald's in Russia. Here's a McDonald's value meal in Russia compared to America. Tucker Carlson goes to the grocery store in Russia, and here's $400 U.S. for groceries, but you only pay $100 for it in Russia. Isn't that crazy? Some interesting perspective on that. After people have digested that a little bit, yes, it's shocking, but it's not as shocking as Tucker Carlson might be letting you on to. So we're going to discuss that on the Aftershock today as well. 402-558-1110-888-250-2091. Dave, welcome to the program. How can I help you uncompute this?
Hey, morning, George.
Morning.
Dog. Got a question about the SOFOs here.
Yes, sir.
I got it on my phone. And I got an email the other day. The reason I'm calling is I got an email from what I thought was a friend. She owns a realtor business in Lincoln, and it said she had three photos for me to look at that she had or something like that. Problem was, it was in my junk mail, mm-hmm. and I was like, wait a second. I don't think she's got my email address. And I didn't click on the link. My question is, if I would have clicked on a link, do you think that if they would have done something, would SOFOS have caught that?
What's hilarious to me in this conversation, Z-Dog, is that you never asked the question, did she actually send me some nudes? Like, you never asked that question. All your question was, well, if I click on this link, is it going to infect my phone? It's like, am I going to get in trouble? Is my wife going to be angry? None of those things mattered. No. Honestly, here's what happens. My wife was telling me about this the other day. She was looking for something online for a birthday party for one of the kiddos, and she clicked a link that took her to somebody's blog. And that person's blog was actually infected with malware. The page jumped up, and then all of a sudden, boom, the tab closed. Boom, an alert came up in the lower right-hand corner, and crack. SOFOS stopped an infection attempt on her computer by shutting down a page that she tried to go to. Now, of course, because we're all humans, we try to go back to that site again. Like, I'm sure this was a mistake. You go back to that site, and then boom, it happens again. So if you would have clicked the link, and it did try to load a site, it would have just shut the page down for you. So that's one of the things. SOFOS protects us against ourselves sometimes, and that's what this AI is all about, guys. It can recognize new threats and new attacks based on the behavior of what's trying to happen. So, okay, you go to a website, and the first thing it tries to do is download something to your device. That's not normal website behavior. That sets off some red alerts, and then we're going to basically let it download this thing, but we're going to hold it in the sandbox and look at it and see, what is this thing? Oh, it's a program? Yeah, that's not something you're going to normally want to do. So crack, it gets knocked out. Now, if it's a false detection, which doesn't happen often, but can happen, and you call us at Schrock, we can look at what you're trying to do and say, yeah, that's a false detection, and we can whitelist it in our group policy so it fixes it for you and everybody else. So literally, we have the ability to override the AI if it's doing something stupid, but no, Z-Dog, it would totally take care of you. Thanks for the call there. We got you in the drawing as well. John, welcome to the program. How can I help you uncompute this?
Hi. You were mentioning SOFO for phones and such.
Yeah.
I have it for my laptop and wouldn't mind getting it on my phones. Do you have like a group package, a device, devices?
Great
package?
Question. Unfortunately, we have to pay a ridiculous amount of money per device we cover. So SOFOS bills us based on the number of devices that we have covered. At $80 a year, I mean, we're making like $20 a year off each subscription, guys. I mean, it's not a huge profit-generating situation for us. So unfortunately, John, thank you for the call, but we do not offer a mass package. If you're going to protect like 50 devices, yes, we have a discount for that. But if it's just two or three, unfortunately, the 50% discount is the best I can do. All right, so if you have this guy on ZDNet had a robot. It's a robot serving him wine, okay? And the wine bottle the robot was serving from was 1 inch shorter than the previous bottle it used. So when it went to pour in his glass, it missed the glass and poured it right in his lap. Afterwards, it holds a tip jar in front of him and says, hey, tip me. And he does. He tips the robot. And so basically, they charged him extra to be served by a robot because it was cool, and then he asked for a tip. So again, going back to the robots are coming for our jobs theme, I think waiters and waitresses and sommeliers across the world are safe for now. The robots aren't coming for you. Marla, congratulations. You're the winner. $25 in your Schrock account tomorrow, and we'll see you next week for another edition of Compute This.